Really, it's used by four ways within the city of Fargo. So one of them is for streets. Another way is water. Another is wastewater, and then ultimately flood sales tax, or flood is the other way we use that.
And why is it so necessary to have this tax around?
So unfortunately, infrastructure is really expensive, and it's just another tool in the tool chest of how we pay for infrastructure. So without that sales tax, if we want to continue to maintain the assets that we have, we'd have to find other ways to pay for it. And so that would mean either utility rates have to increase, or special assessments have to increase, or we have to find some other way to pay for that infrastructure.
Can you name any examples of how it has benefited the city to collect that revenue? Any particular projects come to mind?
When we look at how we use sales tax throughout the city, there's hardly a project that we do for pavement preservation or street reconstruction that we don't use it. So it really gets used on nearly every street, everywhere across town. We have some great illustrations too that really demonstrate that it gets used nearly everywhere to maintain and preserve our existing infrastructure.
Can you talk a little bit more specifically, aside from street and traffic management, about the water supply and water treatment? How does it work in terms of that?
Yeah, again, really what it does is it keeps utility rates lower. And so without that annual sales tax being utilized by those utilities, if we're still going to have to maintain the pipes and the plants that we have to maintain, again, unfortunately, our residents are the ones that are going to have to pay for that. And so we'd have to increase our rates. And so one of the great things about our sales tax is that we rely on a lot of visitors to help pay for that infrastructure, because our visitors are buying goods and helping pay for the infrastructure that they're also relying on.
Have you heard any rumblings about maybe it will not be renewed? Is that the concern maybe behind the scenes?
No, I guess I haven't had any of those conversations. As a city engineer, it's just really important for our capital improvement plans and to be able to maintain our existing infrastructure and not let it decline. So it's really important to us. And so it is really important from my viewpoint that we realize the value of it, and hopefully the residents do too, and we can hopefully have it renewed.
Just a couple of other questions. Just going to the possible backup plans, do you have any in place if voters decide to stop it?
Well, I think that would be a decision that our city commission would have to make. It's really a decision of whether we want to do less work or whether we want to find other revenue to do it. So the state of North Dakota did give us a new tool a couple legislative sessions ago, basically a street utility. So rather than paying a forestry utility fee or a water wastewater utility fee, they did give us the ability to create a street utility. So that's one option the city could look at. Many cities choose to use mill levy or property tax to help pay for infrastructure. With the recent changes in the state legislature, that's probably less of an option. The other tool that cities could potentially use would be special assessments. Unfortunately, one of the really good things that we do for our residents is we do cap the amount of special assessments. Unfortunately, if sales tax went away, we would likely have to increase those caps, and therefore people would be paying a greater percentage on our street reconstruction and pavement preservation projects.
And my last question is this. When you look at the breakdown of the city sales tax and what portions are devoted to whatever the city needs, there's a flood control tax that'll continue for some 60 years. We have just a portion approved for public safety. Does infrastructure improvements sometimes take a backseat in some people's minds in terms of priorities to pay, maybe taking it for granted when it maybe should always be near the top?
You know, I would say I'm probably a little biased on that question, just being the city engineer and realizing how important our infrastructure is and how much we all rely on it every day. Me personally, it's very much top of mind. I think of, about 20 years ago when the sales tax was initially approved by the voters, it was a strong majority of voters that approved this. So, 20 years ago, I think our residents really saw the importance of infrastructure and the importance of paying for infrastructure. And I'm hopeful that they'll see that same value now.